Yo, what's up? It's 11:17 a.m. and I'm getting up. I'm getting out of bed. As soon as this podcast is over, I will get out of bed and I will feed the cats and I'm gonna go outside. Jacqueline already went outside. It looks nice out there. We're finally getting some springtime here in New York City. Tomorrow I'm going to Schenectady, New York, which I don't know if I've ever been there. It's not that far. It's a few hours away. I enjoyed the movie Schenectady. I mean, it's a long movie, and it's pretty weird, but I saw it in the theater. Charlie Kaufman directed it, and I love Charlie Kaufman as the movies he's written. Anyway, I saw Solo last night. Go see it. It's fun. It's Star Wars. Star Wars is Star Wars. It's simple. It's like most, you know, there's a simplicity to Star Wars that I like, and I just Chewbacca, Millennium Falcon. Oh, you don't like Star Wars? Then don't go. That's the other option. If you don't like Star Wars, then you know, it's, which is fine. If someone says they hate Star Wars, all right. It became like a real thing. Force Awakens became like, when the return, and people were freaking out about more Star Wars, and people were like, oh, I hate Star Wars. All right. The people that have to hate the thing. But then I enjoy being the guy that tells the people that hate the thing, hey, we don't care that you hate the thing. So they bring that joy to me. You know, I enjoy being right. And that's not right, and that Star Wars is undeniably great. It's not. If it's a part of your childhood, maybe you like it, and if it wasn't, you probably don't. It's, you know, I'm not above having my, you know, childhood used to manipulate me. It works. In that respect, it works. In Star Wars, it works every time. Let's look at the news. I'm reading this book called Are You Ready to Succeed? I know. It sounds, what's fucking wrong with me, right? Well, I'm ready to succeed. It asks the question, are you, and I am. Jacqueline started reading it. She's like, you gotta read this book. And I said, of course I'll read it. Let me get a free trial to Audible and get it a free audiobook, and I'll listen to it. Because I find reading, if it's not me scrolling on Twitter, if they just put the book out in a Twitter feed, I could probably read it. But actually reading a book puts me to sleep in like 3 minutes. Anyway, it's about positive thinking. Well, almost every self-help thing is like, think positive. As almost everyone, but then they have these different ways to think positive. Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole thing about what I'm not even that far into this book. But I'm going to apply it to this podcast. And I'm just going to say it this one time. So if you see it, this podcast like blowing up, like becoming really big, and you were in on it now, you'll see that maybe you should buy the book. Are You Ready to Succeed? Because it works. I'll put any success of this podcast upon this book, and failure also upon the book. Oh, if this doesn't work out, be like, well, I followed the book. Where's my podcast listeners? Author, whose name I don't know. All right, what's What's going on in the news? Got a couple of gun things. I don't want to get into. There's a school shooting going on right now. Hopefully no one is being killed. And then there was this Oklahoma restaurant shooter opened fire, was shot and killed by an armed citizen. I don't want to talk about guns because I get mad. I'm anti-gun. Sorry. Netflix passes Disney and is now biggest pure media company in the world by market value. Well, Disney needs to get into this DVD by mails, you know. That seems to be, so everybody loves it. I mean, it's the best. You just put the movie in your queue and you get it in a couple of days in your mailbox. No late fee. And you know, every once in a while, you can just say, hey, I lost that DVD. They don't say shit at Netflix. They're like, no problem. Don't worry about it. Don't send it back. And then you get to keep it. Every once in a while, I got a copy of Mulan that way. True story. Oh, you're using their weirdo streaming service? No, thank you. I like a hard DVD to put in the old player. And I don't need to watch their, what do I want to, watch their made for Netflix movies? Can you rent those as a DVD? Can I get Stranger Things DVDs? They still do that, right? I think so. Rachel Dolezal, who posed as black, accused of welfare fraud. I watched the Netflix documentary on Rachel Dolezal, and it was very interesting. She's a complicated woman, and I don't know if she did this fraud. I hope not. She seems like she's not, like... Well, she's complicated. Not that's the thing. I get used to thinking, I'm an idiot, and when somebody's in the public, I'm like every other idiot, and I make a decision. They are good, or they are bad, and then you see a documentary on their life. You're like, while you're watching, like, oh, she's good. Oh, she's bad. Oh, she's good. Oh, she's bad. And then in the end, you're like, maybe it's a little more complicated because she's a person. And every person has people that say, oh, they're good. And some other people are like, fuck that motherfucker. Even the nicest person you know, the one you think everybody likes, that one even more. They just don't hear about it. You don't hear about it because the person that everybody likes, you can't fucking say that person's a piece of shit. But there's somebody that's like, fuck that motherfucker. You know, because they're like, they'll say, oh, everybody likes him, but he's a fake. He's a phony. That's what the Holden Caulfields. They hate a phony. Okay. But Rachel Dolezal was a phony that way with her saying she was black. But it's not that simple. Pope tells bishops not to accept gay seminarians. Oh, so everybody's like, hey, he said to a gay guy, God loves you. Can you believe how progressive this Pope is? He's the best. He's the gay Pope. We got a gay Pope. No, man. meet the new pope, same as the old pope. He's going to keep poping. And Catholic Church does not, they don't like gay people. I mean, they're fine with child rapists, so keep that in mind when they're not accepting you into their church. I'm accepted into the church because I was baptized as a child, but they also accept child rape as not so bad. So I don't really care that they accept me. I don't accept them. I did a show the other night when I referred to priests as child rape apologists. Like I guess I just threw them off because it had nothing to do with what I was saying. And I was talking about going to Catholic Church, and I just referred. As soon as I said child rape apologist, I heard a gasp. I refer to a priest as child rape apologist. Is that all right with everybody? I mean, what, don't you know? Have you not seen The Keepers on Netflix? By the way, did you know Netflix is bigger than Disney? I'm going on two tangents now. No, I didn't bring up the Netflix. I didn't know. But I did bring up The Keepers on Netflix. Oh, I'm a babbling idiot today. Well, one more story. Let me see if I could find just one positive note to go out on. And, oh, that's not one at all. Ruled in L's. No. No. Oof, boy, we are not. It is. Let me just tell you, there's not a good. Not a lot of good news today. And I don't even see it here, but I know Harvey Weinstein got arrested. So, or he's getting arrested today. So that's good news. Harvey Weinstein getting arrested. So everybody, let's celebrate a little bit of justice happening late, albeit, but celebrate that and whatever else. And come to Schenectady. I'll see you on Monday. Have a fun weekend. We love you.